This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Luciana Da Silva. I'm your host. I'm in for Tanya Friedman today. We have an amazing show for you. Today's topic is how to buy a home in the United States. It is the American dream if you ask Americans what their American dream is, what their thoughts of the American dream is. So many will say it is buying a home. Let's get started. We have an awesome panel here for you today. Let's introduce our guests. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I want to start out first is let's do some introductions. Let's start. Judy, please introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. And thank you for having me again. I'm Judy Lopez, and my husband is a kinetics nurse. And I'm onboarding specialist for kinetics as well. And yeah, we arrived here in the U.S. October 2021. And we got our first home here in the U.S. in September 30, 2022. So yeah, it's very exciting. And I want to inspire everyone that, you know, to have your dream home here in the U.S. is really possible. So we're here to help you if you plan and if you wish to have your home here in the U.S. Thank you so much.
Welcome, Judy.
Good morning, everyone.
So great to have you here. We also have Aswathi. Please introduce yourself to our viewers at home.
Yeah, sure. Well, my name is Aswathi Leena. You can call me Leena. My U.S. journey started in the year 2020. Presently, I'm working as a kinetics RN, in Advent Health as an RN. I joined in the year 2020 as an RN in Advent Health, Florida. So since then, before this, I was working in Dubai as an RN until December 2018. And I'm thankful to the Connectix to help me and to support me in my journey as a RN in to work as a RN in USA. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So good to have you here. Let's introduce our two experts that we have on the show today to walk us through how to buy a home in the United States. Let's start off with Daniel Paz.
Yeah, I'm Daniel Paz. I've been a real estate agent in California for 10 years, specialized in helping first-time buyers, worked a lot with new citizens in the United States, and love to make sure that everybody knows step-by-step exactly what the process is so they're fully aware and comfortable with everything that goes on through the process of buying a home. Look forward to speaking with you guys.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Is it okay if we call you Danny?
Absolutely.
Danny Paz, full of peace for us here. Last but definitely not least, we have Hugo Groening. Hugo, please introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Hugo Groening. First, I want to say thank you for having me here. And then, good morning, everyone. And my name is Hugo Groening, and I am a loan officer at Mission Federal Credit Union. And I'm originally actually from Venezuela, so I can relate to a lot of you people, you know, a lot of people that they're connected right now and then try to come to the United States for an opportunity. And so that's something that is very special, and I can totally relate to this and be able to achieve what is considered the American dream. So, I've been in the business for over 7 years already, and I feel very, very grateful to have the opportunity to help a lot of people to achieve the dream to become homeowners from the very beginning to the end process where they can actually, you know, receive their hands, their key by their realtor, in this case, somebody like Danny Paz. So, want to let you guys know that. And look forward to sit with you guys through this today's presentation and hear all these amazing stories for Judy and Swati. So.
Welcome, Hugo. We got a Venezuelan in the house. Venezuela. All over the world. We have such an international crew here. So let's track back just a little bit. Swati, tell us about your journey. Why did you want to come to the United States and work as a nurse?
Okay, the journey, actually, we have registered to come in U.S. in the year 2006, actually. But for some reasons, the retrogression started and our paperwork stopped there. Actually, even the green card was already passed and the retrogression came and our journey was a halt in between. Then in 2016, one of the Connetics employee called me and said that, see, Ashwati, the U.S. Paperwork can be forwarded now because you have the chance to come to U.S. So I was excited, like, you know, after so many years, is it possible now again to go for the exams, to pass the NCLEX, I mean, to pass the ILETS, NCLEX, everything. And then I said, okay, I will try. I asked my husband and he said, maybe it was God willing, we will try once. And thus I went for the exams, by God's grace, passed and NCLEX, ILETS. And then 2020, January, I landed initially to US and my family followed me on the following month. So that's how we reached US. Then initially, actually, we started living in an apartment. And after 1 year, we thought of buying a home. Like you said, it's everybody's dream, especially who is in America, US. So we started dreaming a home after 1 year.
That sounds so amazing. That even after being here a year, you and your family, they said, let's do it. You must have really loved it here as well. And it seems like you are. Judy, let's go to you for a moment. Tell us a little bit about your story, your background. Why did you and your family want to come to the States?
Oh, yeah. It's almost same story as most of the Filipino OFWs. So my husband worked in Kuwait for 13 years in the Ministry of Health, and we live in the Philippines. So we've been separately living for 7 years. So in 2016, I decided to join my husband, and eventually we were able to get our kids, and also they studied in Kuwait. So when they finished their senior high school, the opportunity for colleges and university in Middle East is quite limited. And this is the time that my husband decided to take his NCLEX. And yeah, we pursue our American dream that we had way, way, way back before. So yeah, and the visa bulletin is becoming current. So we are really encouraged to, you know, to pursue my husband's application. And yeah, in 9 months, we were able to get our visa through Connetics. And now we're here in the U.S. So this our journey. It's not only for the nurses, but for the whole family.
You said it right there, Judy. It's not just about the nurses. The family comes as well. And here at Connetics, we help our nurses with the EB3 green card, which means that you and your family come to the United States to permanently live and work and fulfill all of your dreams and opportunities here in the United States. Let's talk about buying a home. Let's really get into it now. I'm going to go to our realtor, Danny. Tell us step by step, what is the overview process of buying a home?
Yeah, I think that we have an incredible group of people here, and I'm really, grateful to be speaking with you guys. General overview of the home buying process. The first part, meet with a real estate professional. So that's what we're, you know, talking about today. Real estate professional is going to explain to you exactly what's going to happen throughout the process. really great realtor will make sure you never actually have to ask what's going to happen next, because you're going to know the process. They're going to keep you up to date and make sure that you're taken care of throughout the process. Now, the process in the general view is we speak, we hear about your goals, exactly what you're trying to achieve with your home, where you want to live, what kind of home you need, just in a general overview. Then you will speak to someone like Hugo, who's a loan officer, who will give us a price range of the home we should be looking for. Okay, that'll give us a, you know, a target for the home you should be buying based on what you'd like to afford and also what you qualify for. Hugo will talk about that a little more coming up. The next thing is we get to do one of the really fun parts, which is searching for homes. So once we have that pre-approval, we can go out and find the home. Now, this process is kind of works in a couple different ways. I will, you know, set up a search, and together we will identify homes that match what you're looking for. And at that point, I schedule with the seller times for us to go look at these homes and really see what works. Now, something important is also to find out what you don't like about homes so we can eliminate those types of homes. But it's really fun. We get to go see homes and figure out if it fits your family and your goals.
That is the fun part, isn't it? Whenever you get to go really home shopping and taking a look from place to place.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Let me ask Hugo, just to kind of go back to what Danny was saying in terms of approval. Many immigrants that are here in the United States, they're just getting their Social Security cards, maybe just opened a bank account, starting to gain some credit there. Hugo, what do you see in your experiences whenever a family wants to get a loan for a home in the very beginning?
Gotcha. Luciana, thank you for the question. It's a great question. And as Danny mentioned, it's very, very important that, you know, before you go out there shopping, it's very important to get approved to be able to go out there and know exactly what's your range and what you can afford. Because it's not necessary, and this is something I want to touch base, it's not necessary what you can qualify for, because you can qualify for a lot more than what you would like to actually have and spend every month on your mortgage. So something that's very, very important is you want to have, for credit, you want to have, you know, an average anywhere between, a good credit score would be anything over 720. I don't know if anybody knows the ranges there, but, you know, usually, typically you have, you know, anything above 620 to 720, you can find, something considered with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are the ones that they will provide, you know, accessibility to a 30-year fixed conventional loans. Now, I'll talk about more of that later on. And the reason why I mentioned this is because it's important to try to have a good credit, and that can make a difference in your significant difference in your monthly payments. So something you want to have typically is three credit lines, three trend lines. And when you have three trend lines, you want to have them for at least a year. Now, for somebody that's coming with no credit history, there's other alternatives as well. And they're the non-traditional credit trend lines. And in this case, you could use, for instance, like have a cell phone bill that you have paid for a whole year. So if you can show that's been on your name and you've been making payments, so as potentially an electrical bill or something that, you know, you've been showing up, that you've been responsible about making those kind of payments. So that is something that you could potentially start with. So then the reason why you want to be able to show something is because the banks don't know much about you in this moment, especially when you're starting. But they also understand that because you're starting from the very, very beginning, is that, you know, what will be the potential opportunities that you'll be able to utilize in this case to be able to qualify for purchasing a home.
It's all about the opportunity, right? Lena, tell us this, the home shopping that Danny was talking about. What was that experience like for you, meeting your realtor and starting to look at places?
Well, yeah, that was really an experience, I can say, because when we started thinking of a home, we had a few friends as realtors, so we approached them, and they took us for home touring. Most of my offs were going for home tours. So some of the homes we liked, and we gave the card, and we don't know for what reason they were rejected. And some we ourselves rejected, like we didn't like the home. So it was like during the initial period, this home came into listing, which we are living now. And that was during the month of January or February, I think, 2021. And we liked this home, but the price was not affordable for us. Like that, those days, the homes were a little bit costly. So we rejected, and then we, like I told, we tried several homes, we toured several homes, but like maybe it was not for us. Then again, this home came on the listing. Like that was, I think, in the month of April. And when we saw, the price was down. So we said, okay, we will try for this one. So we approached the realtor. I can say the realtor approached us, and we gave the card. Oh, and then it was accepted. So more than us, our children were very happy, like because they liked this house very much. And
Are you still living in the home now?
Yeah, yeah.
Home sweet home.
Sweet home, right. You are right.
What about you, Judy? What was your experience like?
So for us, because when we first arrived here in Memphis, we are living in an apartment, and the apartment prices is getting really expensive. So when we are about to finish our contract for a year, me and my husband decided to start shopping for a home. It was quite nervous because we are not that really long staying here in Memphis, and we don't have, but the good thing is my husband has a good credit score. So we already built his credit score, and we had a chance to go to a local bank with the help of one of our PNAA, Philippine Nurses Association, and they help us and they introduce us. And the first thing that we did, Lucy, is to get a pre-approval. So pre-approval is really depends on the income. So I asked my husband to get a pre-approved for his salary, and the bank told us you only have this amount based on the income. But if you want to find or to buy a house higher than that, you need to include we need to include my salary. So then we also asked the bank how much should we pay in a month if it is the total contract price of our loan. And from there, we decided from which price of home should we buy. It really depends on, it should be within our budget. So that is the first concern. And then we started to look for a house. And one of my advices is actually really look for a house. I mean, you really have to shop around until you finally find the one that is for you. So I think this house is the seventh house that we viewed. And then we decided to get it. And it's a good thing. The plus point is it is a gated community. Yes, it's a bricks house. So it's an old community. This house is a 30-year-old house. And we were able to meet the first owner. And it's very spacious. It has four bedrooms and a very spacious living room, kitchen, and dining. And we have two car park garage. So we had a chance to invite everyone. So we invited also the other nurses and also the Methodist team. And my daughter and my niece enjoy snow here in the U.S. So, yeah, and we're very happy and we feel so blessed to be able to get a home here in the U.S. Thank you, Lucy.
So here in the United States, we have this saying. It says, home is where the heart is.
Yeah.
And this is absolutely wonderful. And you were saying that you looked at so many different homes before you found the right one. Mm-hmm. Danny, what is that usually like in terms of the family goes, they find the home that they want, they get pre-approved, and now everything just gets intense. Is that right?
Well, it doesn't, you know, it seems that way, but the truth is it's not as intense as people think it is going forward. The thing is, like Judy was talking about, Lena was talking about, sometimes it takes a while to find the right home, but the actual process from when you find the right home to when your offer gets accepted, and then from that point to when you close and the home becomes yours and you get your keys, which is awesome, is really usually about 30 to 45 days. So it happens quite quickly once you do all that work up front so that you're completely prepared when it's time to actually get a home. The process is sometimes seems complicated, but once you're doing it, as long as you're working with, you know, professionals, that process is actually pretty seamless. It's just to make sure, like Judy was saying about, and Lena was saying, that the home is in the right price range, in the right area, and that you're protected through the process. I think we're going to talk about that a little more later, or I can go into it now, about what happens to make sure the home is good, is safe, it has everything properly set up in the home.
What are some common errors do you see people making when they are looking for a home and buying a home?
Some common errors is making sure they're completely pre-approved before they start. So making sure that they're looking in the right price range. It's very competitive to buy a home here in California, all over the United States, and maybe all over the world. But here in Southern California and California in general, it's very competitive. So a seller, once they accept your offer, is very much tied to you more than you are tied to them. So it's very important to them that they know that you are fully qualified, you're going to be able to close, because they're going to choose an offer that they feel comfortable with, because otherwise it's very hard for them to pull out and then choose another buyer. However, as a buyer, you have many opportunities through the process to withdraw your offer if something happens during the process, or you find that there's an issue with the roof or something else, because we'll have an inspection. Basically, but the point here is the mistake would be to not be completely ready, because then you have a lot less better chance of actually getting your offer accepted when there potentially are many offers. You know, here in Southern California, you know, buying a home is competitive because I don't know how it is where everybody here is coming from. It's different in every country. But here, buying a home is one of the most stable investments that you can make. Over time, although there are fluctuations in the market, over time, in general, there's an upward mobility of the equity of your home. So it's people all over the world, even people not moving here, invest in homes here because it's such a stable investment. So, like I said, it's very competitive. You just want to make sure you're ready so that your offer gets accepted when you find the right place.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com. Indeed.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.